What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 150 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. I'm your host. Took last week off. I was on the road. I got back into town late in the week, and I didn't have anything ready, so I didn't want to rush anything, put out a bad product. So I took a week off. I don't think I missed much. Again, it's a pretty quiet time in the rugby universe, but I'm excited about the show I have for everybody today. So we'll go ahead and start the show the same way we do every week, and that's by jumping into the breakdown. Breakdown is brought to you by O'Neill's. O'Neill's is the official sportswear supplier to the biggest teams in world rugby, Infinity Park, and the American Raptors. Shop apparel now at O'Neill's.com. That's O-N-E-I-L-L-S.com. So, starting off with your American Raptors update, there's not a ton going on, like I mentioned. It's been a pretty quiet summer for the Raptors, but the Rugby Town documentary that Rugby Factory has been working on since the program was born was finally released in the United States. That's great news that fans in the United States can watch the first season of the show in its entirety on the American Raptors website. It's pretty easy to find. You just go to AmericanRaptors.com. You look in the top right-hand corner. There's a big old button that says Watch Rugby Town, so click on that. The show does a good job showing what was going on behind the scenes during the first season of the Colorado Exos back in the spring of 2021. And it was also a good look at what it was like to run a professional rugby team in the middle of COVID and all the challenges with teaching these new players how to play rugby and trying to do it safely during this, you know, the middle of the pandemic. It was not an easy task, and there was definitely bumps in the road, but I can't find one, you know, organization or league that didn't have COVID problems, except, you know, with the exception of maybe the UFC when they did their Fight Island thing. That went pretty smooth. So I'd recommend checking that out. You can watch the entire first season. It's 10 episodes, and if you look hard enough, you might be able to spot me in the background of a couple of shots. That's really all that's going on with the American Raptors. Go ahead and talk about USA Rugby a little bit. Really, the only news out of USA Rugby is that the ACR and the ACRA are joining the College Rugby Association of America. That takes effect for the fall 2022-2023 season, so this will be happening in the next few months. And what this does is it brings almost all of the major collegiate rugby competitions under one umbrella, which I think is good ultimately, you know, just based on first impressions. But I don't know the pros and cons of all that, if I'm being completely honest. I think it makes the move makes the landscape of collegiate rugby easier for people to understand. You know, putting everything kind of in one box, it always makes it easier. There's one big overarching competition. There's one big organization that's easier for people to understand. But I would be interested in chatting with somebody who's actually in that world and can break it down a little bit further for me. But if you're interested in learning a little bit more about it, you can go ahead and check out USA Rugby's website, usa.rugby, or their social channels as they put a release out about it yesterday for those that are interested. So moving to all the rugby you can watch this weekend. All of the rugby you can watch this weekend is brought to you by Wintergreen. Wintergreen loves rugby and wants to support USA Rugby's mission of uniting an inclusive, passionate rugby community to grow the sport of rugby in America. Wintergreen gels, creams, sprays, and soaks are made with wintergreen oils and other therapeutic natural oils that help to soothe and support sore muscles and joints to keep you at your best. Visit wintergreensport.com to purchase the products you need to help you prepare to win. So a pretty light load of rugby fixtures this weekend. We've got the Rugby Championship, so South Africa versus New Zealand on Saturday at 1 a.m., and then Argentina versus Australia on Saturday at 1:10 p.m., so 12 hours apart. Both of those matches will be available on Flow Rugby. And then we've got the Farah Palmer Cup and the NPC Bunnings Cup, so New Zealand men and women's provincial rugby going on this weekend. I believe it's just getting started up this weekend. It's pretty early in the competition. And all of that is available to watch on Flow Rugby throughout the course of the weekend as well. So looking for something to watch, Flow Rugby is going to be the place to be for you this weekend. We'll go ahead and jump into this special segment about rugby and music, and it's brought to you by GuardLab. Join the mouthguard revolution with American-made mouthguards that perform, protect, and recover. For more information, visit GuardLab.com. So I've had the idea to do something with this topic for quite a while. I've tried to work on a written piece about this topic, you know, a couple of years ago. I just did not like where it was going, and this has always kind of been in my mind, so I'm just kind of taking a leap and trying my best to put something a little bit different out. So I spent the last 2 weeks working on this, and I hope you enjoy it. So we'll go ahead and jump into this segment about rugby and music. Music has always had a prominent role in sports and vice versa. The sound of a marching band fills the air at a college football game, and music plays throughout the arena as basketball teams work their way up and down the court. I think I've heard Grindin' by Clips at every NBA game I've ever attended. Baseball has done a great job at cementing music into the game. My first memory of the Rockies is hearing Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train as Larry Walker was coming up to bat. And just about every team has had an original theme song at one point in time. Meet the Mets for the New York Mets is the one that immediately comes to mind. Teams adopt songs. Brass Bonanza was the song of the Hartford Whalers. Virginia Tech football has adopted Metallica's Enter Sandman. Music has left its mark on the game of rugby as well. If you find yourself on the bus or at the bar after a team plays a rugby match, you'll likely hear a few songs you've never heard before. But that's not what this podcast is about. Myself, like most rugby people, have an eye for any rugby reference that we see on TV or in a movie or in a video online, and an ear for it when we hear it in a song. So what I did is I used Genius.com and I rounded up some of the best song lyrics I could find that mentioned the word rugby in it. I contemplated playing a snippet of every song I wanted to include in this podcast, but I thought that was a recipe to get me in trouble, so you're just going to have to deal with me saying the song lyric that I'm referencing. There are obviously a ton of lyrics that I just can't say for various reasons, and if you think hard enough, I bet you can put two and two together, but I did my best to find a good amount of the ones that I could. I also tried to group these by category or theme. So the first one we'll talk about is clothing. There are a ton of references to the rugby style of shirt, rugby polos. I debated on whether or not to include this in here because it's not really about the sport. The more I thought about it, I think it makes sense because it shines a light on the game of rugby. The shirt is called a rugby polo or a rugby because that's what rugby teams wore back in the day. So leading off the clothing theme category is 2 Chainz' song No Lie. He says, 2 Chainz on my rugby. Very fitting for a man named 2 Chainz. The next lyrics from Kanye West, Diamonds from Sierra Leone remix. It says, you spend your whole life trying to get that ice on a polo rugby. It looks so nice. We've got And the Click Tight Knit Like It's the Low Rugby. That's in Huey by Earl Sweatshirt. The Streets Love Me, White Airs and a Peach Rugby. That's in Gotham City by ASAP Mob. Timberland's On, Polo Rugby on My Back. That's Soup Boys by Heems. Waterproof Penmanship, Padded on a Rugby. That's Falconry by Action Bronson. Youngin's Got the Block Sewed Up Like Some Rugby Patches. That's Talk Too Big by Dave East. So those are the ones I highlighted in the rugby, you know, clothing category. There's a billion more I could have done. If you look through on Genius, just type in rugby, you see how many references there actually are to the rugby polo, rugby shirt. But I just picked out those ones because those are kind of some big names in the rap game. And I think it's cool they're talking about rugby, even if it's in an indirect way. So that's the clothing category. Next category I kind of found, you know, as I went through and compiled this list, was about kicking it. So I'm not really sure what this refers to. It could be to hanging out. But a lot of these lyrics are just about, like, kicking stuff. I don't know. I don't really know what that means. So the first one is, I just be kicking shit like it was rugby. That's in We Don't Love Him by Hoodrich Pablo Juan. See, what does that mean? What does that mean? What's he kicking? I don't know. Man, I grab it and kick it like rugby. That's 18 Hunna by Heady One. I cannot kick it like rugby. That's Flooded by the Migos. So I don't know if they're saying they can't hang out, but they cannot kick it like rugby. So those are really three that I found just about kicking it. Like I said, some of those make sense, some of those don't. So that was the kicking it category. The next one is in reference to the physicality and roughness of the sport of rugby, and this is probably the most popular one because I guess people recognize that rugby is rough, got to be tough to play, it's very physical, and especially a lot of these rap lyrics, that's important, right? It's important to be tough, it's important to be physical, so there's a lot of those, so I'll go start with this first one. My lyrics dem will rough up your lyrics like rugby. That's Bring Them All by Wiley. Next one, and my heart keeps getting tossed around like rugby. That's Heart Cold by Toosie. So Sounds like someone's not treating Tusi very well, and their heart's getting tossed around like rugby, maybe referring to passes or when you get tossed around in a tackle or a ruck or something. Next one, rough type, rough house, and a roadhouse like rugby. This was a tough one for me to categorize because that doesn't make sense at all. That's church/liquor store by Saba. I was going to include it in the miscellaneous category that I got coming up towards the end of this segment. But that one didn't really make sense to me at all. So whatever, I included in the rough one. There's a lot of mentions of rough. Next one, other kids don't touch me, full contact rap, no rugby. That's Wake Up by Mac Miller. Sounds like he's saying that his raps hit you hard, like you're playing full contact rugby, so no flag rugby for Mac Miller. About to hit the game harder than some rugby. That's Swag by David Banner. So he's hitting the rap game harder than some rugby. You get hit hard when you play rugby. Because I'm rough as rugby and fast. That's Ugly Duckling by Tech N9ne. Next one says, and scheming on kicking they head in like rugby. That's The Joker by Pace One and Mr. Green. So this was another tough one. Do I put this in the kicking category? Because it is talking about kicking. I ultimately put it in the physicality/roughness. As we all know, you can't kick anybody in the head in the game of rugby. That'll get you a red card, thrown out of the match. But it's not uncommon to maybe catch a stray foot up in your head, whether you're making a tackle or you're in a maul or something like that. So, put that in the physicality/roughness category. This ain't no flag, it's rugby. That's T.O. by Lil Wayne. Funny enough, I omitted a few words out of that line, but funny enough, we just had a few lines up. We have Mac Miller talking about full contact rap, no rugby. This ain't flag, it's rugby. So another full contact reference, no flag. So Lil Wayne obviously does not know about flag rugby or ripper rugby, but I wanted to put that one in there as well. Touch me, you think you tough, leave us toothless as rugby players. That's Learn Truth by R.A. the Rugged Man. There's a lot of rugby players that don't have teeth. It's a rough game. You can lose teeth, catch a shoulder, a knee, or a foot, or something like that. But that's kind of an interesting look at how R.A. the Rugged Man, views the game of rugby. I mix big with Husky Brusky. The quarterback, trust me, rugby rush me. That's Super Hyphy by Keek to Sneak. I thought this was an interesting one. I don't really know what a rugby rush is. Maybe he's talking about like when the defensive line comes up in unison. Quarterback and obviously is football and rugby is two different sports. But interestingly enough, I put that one in the physicality/roughness as well. Since it is talking about getting rushed, I guess I could have put it in a couple of the other categories coming, down the pipe here. But that does it for the physicality/roughness category. I thought that was a good one. It shows, how people view rugby. Moving into the next one, we've got playing/watching rugby. There's actually quite a few references of people just, playing/watching rugby. So we'll start off with some Taylor Swift. She says, you can find me in the pub. We are watching rugby with his school friends. That's in London Boy by Taylor Swift. So obviously you're in London. I'm sure, this guy and his friends sound like they like rugby. They're going to a pub. They're going to watch a match. And she joined along. It can get ugly like I practice rugby. That's 1,000 Bars by Skippa Da Flippa. That was an interesting one. He's practicing rugby and it's ugly. So is the practice ugly? I was confused about what that meant. Maybe they're learning the game so it doesn't look as pretty as it might when you get the skills mastered a little bit. So I thought that was an interesting one. Next one, I'm in the Maybach, curtains lifted up, watching rugby. That's Lakers versus Rockets by West Side Gun. So maybe West Side Gun's a closet rugby fan. He just likes to watch the game when he's in his car. Had to run through the pack like rugby. That's Dinner Time by T-Way. So it sounds like he's... this was an interesting one, too, and I guess I could have clicked in and seen what he's referencing. Is he running through a pack of people? Is he running through like a pack of smokes? Obviously pack is a reference to a forward pack, but I don't think that's how he means it. But it's a nice little double entendre there if that's what he does. Some good wordplay, run through the pack like rugby. Play with me like it's a game of rugby. That's an I Made It by Rich Homie Quan. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like, maybe Rich Homie Quan likes to play a game of rugby here and there. Next one is we playing Jumanji. I'm in Jamaica. Jid playing rugby. That's Barry from Simpson. That's a J.I.D. line and the Dreamville song. J.I.D., funny enough, was a good football player. I'm pretty sure he played like safety or corner or something, so I bet he would be a pretty good rugby player if he put his mind to it and gave it a try. My whole team chase you down like it's rugby. That's Fed Up by NASCAR Aloe. So your whole, his whole team's chasing him down. Like, you have 15 players on the team, maybe. He's got 15 friends, and they're chasing someone down that wronged them, like it's a game of rugby. Last one in this category is Love How Every Time We Play, She Catch It Like Rugby. That's an I Don't Love Her by Gucci Mane. So thought that one fit in that category of playing slash watching rugby. Next one, we have Dirty. There's a couple references about, you know, rugby being dirty. I'm not sure if that means, you know, rugby, you get dirty while you play rugby, or rugby's a dirty sport because it is so rough. But this one says, I've been thugging, pouring muddy, my cup dirty like rugby. That's Stunting by Skipper the Flipper. So that's the second Skipper the Flipper reference we've got. Maybe Skipper really loves rugby. That's cool to see. We got to get him on the podcast, talk about it. And the next one is Dirty Like Rugby When We Ride Around the Town. So assuming that means riding dirty, but again, does that mean you get dirty when you play rugby? Rugby's a dirty game. That's Lindo by Joey Fats. Next category is sex. So obviously with how rough rugby is, there's some references to rough sex. So the first one is She Like It Rough, and that's Rugby. That's a Lucky Ass Bitch by Mac Miller. Again, that's the second Mac Miller reference we've got on the list. So maybe Mac Miller was a big rugby guy. He's from Pennsylvania, so could be. And the next one was We Don't Mind When It's Rough, Rugby. That's Crave by Hoodie Allen. So again, two references to sex there. And then the last category I got is a miscellaneous one. So this is one I put in here that just doesn't really make a ton of sense. So that's why I could have put that Saba line in here. But the first one is I Was Puffing Weed Like It's Rugby League. That's in Wish You Well Part 2. It's a Vibe by Chillin' It. I don't really know what that means. I don't see how that's any relation to rugby league at all. I mean, it just rhymed well, so that was the one I included in there. And then the last one is Parcel Came Like a Rugby Ball, Put It in a Tee and Boot It. I originally had one in this one in the kicking category. This is Bando Diaries Remix by Dutch Avelli. But again, that one doesn't really make a ton of sense to me either. So a package comes for this guy. It looks like a rugby ball. So he's putting it in a tee and kicking it. I don't really get that. So I put that in the miscellaneous because it doesn't make a ton of sense. Makes sense in the rugby, you know, sector of it, but just in terms of why you would boot a package doesn't make sense to me. So that's the lyrics I had for you guys. That's some of the music that, you know, came up when I searched in Genius I thought were the best. There's obviously a lot more that I just couldn't include for other reasons. Some good lines, but just, you know, too vulgar. The song name was way too vulgar. So I recommend if you're interested, go check it out. I'm sure you have a rugby line that I missed. Please let me know. And then the last thing I had is just, is there a takeaway from this? I think there is. It's kind of funny. First of all, it's funny to see how people incorporate rugby into the songs because it is kind of outrageous. But I think it also gives us an idea of how the, you know, the rest of the country and these entertainers, these musicians kind of view the sport of rugby. You know, based on these song lyrics, rugby's tough. And it makes sense why so many of these lyrics that pop up on Genius are from rap songs. That's because rappers want to portray themselves as tough, and that's what rugby players are. So it's a tough game. It's a rough game. And I thought that it kind of gives you a good idea of just how people view rugby as a whole. All right, I hope everybody enjoyed that special segment about rugby and music. I know it's a little bit out there. I felt a little bit weird doing it, but I'm ultimately happy with the way it came out. And I hope you enjoyed it, and it made you listen a little bit closer to some of the songs. And like I said in there, if I missed one of your favorite rugby lines, please let me know. Send it to me on Twitter. That'd be cool to see. So we'll go ahead and move into required reading now. Required reading is brought to you by Gilbert Rugby. Gilbert is the official rugby equipment supplier of the American Raptors. Visit worldrugbyshop.com to grab all of your Gilbert Rugby gear. So this piece is titled Perfect Pitch. We have seen the future of rugby. It happens to be in Glendale by Stuart Schley in Colorado Biz Mag. So it's more of a business-focused article on the Raptors program. So for those that are just kind of interested in the ins and outs of it all, this piece is for you. The Raptors have been getting some good press this summer. I know I read this in the actual magazine a couple of months ago. I know the reporter stopped by, I think, like in early May, late April maybe. So I recommend checking that out. It's a good read. Just add to the clips that the Raptors have been receiving this summer. So I'll link that in the article that houses this podcast as well as the description of the podcast. If you're interested in reading that, check it out. Go ahead and jump on the Stat of the Week now. The Stat of the Week is presented by Catapult. Catapult is committed to making performance technology available to athletes at all levels. Whether it's the biggest teams and organizations in world sport or amateur rugby players, Catapult helps monitor performance like the pros. For more information, visit catapultsports.com. This I wanted to talk a little bit about those Guardian caps that the NFL teams have been wearing. I know some college teams have been wearing them as well. I tweeted last week that it looked like jumbo scrum caps because it does. But it's pretty cool. I read an interesting piece in The Athletic about this last night, that studies have shown that these Guardian caps can reduce the risk of concussions by 20%, you know, 10% each player if two players are colliding with each other and are wearing them. So again, I tweeted that these kind of look like jumbo scrum caps because they do. It's kind of hard to say if this is like derived directly from rugby because, you know, you don't really don't wear something on your head in rugby. There's obviously the scrum caps, but not everyone's wearing those. And I guess even in football, not all these football players are wearing these yet. It's mandated by the NFL if you're an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman, a tight end, or a linebacker. But there were some interesting quotes in this piece in The Athletic about, you know, linebackers and linemen, about how they hit each other. And people are saying that they're noticing that they're not getting a ringing sensation in their ears. They're not getting their bell rung as these things are kind of on their head. And there's been, I know J.J. Watt's been outspoken against it. Robert Saleh from the New York Jets have been outspoken against it. And Matt LaFleur's kind of asked some questions about it, about, you know, what's the point of wearing this if you're just kind of delaying the inevitable, right? Like once these come off and you play an actual game, is it worthless because then you're going to use your head more, or you're just delaying the inevitability of getting your bell rung? And to that, I'm kind of like, well, why would you not try to limit that, right? Why would you not try to, you know, prevent someone from getting their bell rung as much as they can? And if this is an option that does prevent that, and it is proven, you know, in these various studies to help protect your brain a little bit, that seems like something that, you know, you would do, right? That would be something that would be your priority, to protect people. And rugby, as concussions are becoming more and more relevant in the world of rugby, and there's more lawsuits and there's more evidence of CTE in rugby players, kind of makes you wonder if they don't go to a similar model, whether it be just training, everybody has to wear scrum caps, or something along those lines, if that does prove to, you know, make a difference. So I'd be interested to see what's kind of being looked into like that. And this piece in The Athletic also detailed like how long they've actually been working on these Guardian caps. I feel like they've been around for 20 or 30 years, but they've really kind of put their nose to the grindstone and come up with something that they think works within the last decade or so. I feel like these have, the piece talked about this company has been working on this for the last, since like 2010 or 2011 or 12, something like that. So within the last 10 years, and there's been, you know, all these grants and stuff that have been awarded to these companies trying to make football safer. So just kind of something I've been thinking about, you know, as rugby continues to deal with the realities of concussions, if this isn't a route that, you know, maybe World Rugby looks at taking down the line or something like that. So something to think about. We'll go ahead and close the show with The Loop. It's brought to you by First Bank. First Bank is the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. I'm almost done with that Sean Clark piece. Like I said, didn't have a ton of time to work on it last week. Really going to bust my tail to get that out by early next week, because I know I've been talking about it for quite a while now, but I like how it's coming along. Should be an interesting read. We got Rugby Town Sevens in 2 weeks. By the time you're listening to this, the first day of Rugby Town Sevens will be 2 weeks away. So it's shaping up to be a really fun competition. Now, I know I have two good interviews lined up over these next 2 weeks, kind of get people in the mood for Rugby Town Sevens, learn a little bit more about the history and all that stuff. So stay tuned for that. That should be fun. I will be there. So I'll be there for literally every single match. So if you're there, I know there's been running ads on the radio and on some Barstool podcasts and stuff like that. So I know you probably heard it. I recommend buying a ticket if you're local and in town and you can make it, because it's the best tournament. It's my favorite event at Infinity Park. So if you're there, feel free to come. You know, let me know you're there. I'll come say what's up. It would be good to meet some people. So I hope to see you there. Last but not least, the best place to see all the stuff we're putting out, everything we're doing, is to follow along on Twitter at @DNVR_rugby, at Colton Strickler. We keep on inching a little bit closer to that 1,000 follower mark, so help us get us over the edge, please. That'd be awesome. And that does it for the show this week. So thank you to everybody for listening. Hope you enjoyed a little bit different type of podcast today. It was fun to work on, and I really hope that you had fun listening to it. Thank you to everybody that listened. I hope you had a great week. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll catch you all back here next Friday.